Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 12th of August, the glorious 12th, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And here in Sheffield, we're all very proud. It's a very important week this week. This is the 100th anniversary of the invention of stainless steel. A man called Harry Brearley, based here in Sheffield, actually created what he called at the time rustless steel. And although there are arguments in Germany and France that they did it first, we know it was here in Sheffield. And he really was an innovative guy. And he generated this idea. What was interesting was that the idea wasn't actually taken up by the company he worked for, Firth Brown Steels. And actually that leads us onto something quite nicely into idea one, because some things haven't changed. New research suggests that over a quarter of UK employees, 27%, are sitting on ideas that they think will be good for their business, but they're not putting these ideas forward. Is it because they're not bothered? No, it's not. It's because there's no platform or process for doing so. In fact, the research suggests that 71% of UK businesses don't have any such platform for contributions to be made. What does a platform mean? Well, it's worth pointing out that my door is always open. It's not a platform or a process. But it's really come up with some very simple tools and techniques to actually get people to create the time to generate ideas to help improve your business and give them the room, the authority, the permission to do it. We've come up with a list of little examples which you can have a look at on andyhanselman.com. Things like pizza problem solving, standing in other people's shoes, the frontline fix and 10 for a tenner Tuesdays are all little schemes that I've seen work well in successful businesses. Work out which ones could work for you. More importantly, do something about it. You'll also find there's a nice little tool you can actually assess how you measure up when it comes to making innovation work in your business. Remember, innovation is the successful exploitation of new ideas. It's getting ideas and doing something with them. What are you doing to do something with ideas in your business? Idea two is to develop this. Ever been frustrated in a shop because you can't find what you want? Just been exasperated by finding a member of staff who can't find it either, or either worse, doesn't actually know anything about what they're selling? Well, here's a great example from JCPenney, the US retailers, who've actually maybe overcoming this. And they've actually equipped all of their staff with an iPod Touch. And this allows them to actually help their customers anywhere and everywhere in the store. It gets them from behind the counter. It's this whole idea of being easy to buy from and deal with. And they're using technology to help people use their iPods to allow staff to view training sessions, illustrate the display layout so they actually get a measurement of quality and consistency. And they can even scan purchases and check them out. They're using technology to be easy to buy from. Now, maybe you can't use the technology like they have, but again, how easy are you to buy from and deal with? Maybe you could stand in your own queue and see what you're like to do business with. Ask your frontline staff what stops them delivering great customer experiences. Maybe even ask your customers what they think. Which leads us nicely onto idea three. And here's something you could do. Learn a lesson from the Norwegian Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg. What he actually did recently, and you'll see a link to actually find out about this, he actually spent an afternoon working incognito as a taxi driver in Oslo to find out what his customers, his voters, actually thought about what was going on. I'm not suggesting you have to be a taxi driver, but it's a great way of actually finding out what are your customers actually thinking. Stand in your own queues and find out what your customers really think about you and your business. Have a look at andyhanselman.com to get the ideas in a bit more detail. And if you'd like a gentle reminder of 3D Thoughts coming out, you can sign up at andyhanselman.com/3D Thoughts. Have a great week now. Bye.